The real asset of the internet is a list, not your product, not your service. It's the list. Because when you have a list, you can turn around and you can sell whatever you want. You can do whatever. I can't tell you how many times I've almost lost my shirt and I'm like, whew, what can I make that's valuable that they would buy? And my list is what saved me. It's the reason why that's what we want to go after. So funny enough, the fastest way to promote your YouTube videos is to promote to your own list.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
How to promote your YouTube videos. I don't know how many hundreds of videos are on this channel, but for years I didn't do anything to actually promote my videos. In this video, I'm not only going to show you how to promote the videos, but how actually to get leads from them. Let's dive in. A part of the reason why my YouTube videos did so bad for so long was because I was relying on the age-old strategy called hope. And hope is a sucky marketing strategy. It's a terrible way to build a business. It's a terrible way to get leads. And I was treating YouTube like that. So this required that I had to take off some of my content creator hat and instead put on more of a marketer's hat, which is all about lead gen. And so that's what I'm going to teach you inside this. I'm going to show you the three ways to promote your YouTube videos like a marketer. Now let's dive in. Hey, the first way to promote your YouTube videos is you need to learn more about what is called inbound promotion. Okay, inbound promotion, let me explain it like this. I was a door-to-door sales guy for a little while, two summers of it. I was also a telemarketer. And I remember one day, this one neighborhood just chewed me apart. I mean, they were straight up mean. I mean, this is awful. I basically got thrown out of it. And I was like pretty down on myself. I woke up the next morning and we were all getting in the car to drive out to the location. And as I'm driving out there and we're going out there, I was looking up at all these billboards. And I remember thinking to myself, man, I'm waking up as a door-to-door sales guy trying to go convince people who are not planning on spending money today to spend money. But look at these billboards. People are calling these billboards asking to be sold. Interesting. This is why YouTube is such a big deal. Okay, you need to behave like a billboard. And it's one of the reasons why YouTube does so well. People are looking for what you're doing. We call this inbound promo or inbound setting. This is inbound marketing. Okay, meaning you are out there, YouTube already has a ton of traffic on there, and you're placing these little hooks out there, kind of like a river. Every video you make is another hook, another hook, another hook. And you're pulling people, if you will, inbound towards you. This is a very powerful part of the YouTube game. But if you're not getting any kind of traction with your YouTube videos, it's usually because your titles aren't awesome. It's because your stories aren't great. Maybe you're not. And that's fine. That's fine. It all comes with learning. I was so bad at this when I started like 6 years ago. So bad. But remember that you need to be creating stuff that is standing in front of existing traffic. And that's one of the biggest tricks of the entire internet game, especially on YouTube. Traffic already exists. You don't create traffic. You stand in the middle of traffic. You are going and standing in front of and in the middle of the Mississippi River. You're not trying to create the Mississippi River. And that's one of the reasons why YouTube works so well with these inbound strategies. Another reason why this matters so much and why inbound is such a big deal is think of Facebook. We all knew Facebook would die one day. I never thought they'd kill themselves by the CEO leaving. But what's interesting is Facebook, when you put something on Facebook, reload. Is it still there? No, right? It's disappearing content. It's one of the reasons why I cannot stand Facebook or Instagram. It's like everything that I do is gone in 24 hours or faster. They're always trying to reload the newsfeed, and that's literally why Facebook makes money. Their platform's built to burn your content. YouTube is the exact opposite. It's SEO-able. It is SEO'd, even if you're not trying to be. They SEO you. And so if you just give them what they want, it's one of those platforms that's like you're planting seeds, and it's growing over time so you can actually reap the harvest for years to come. Love that part of YouTube. The second way to promote your YouTube videos. I love this one. Do you guys know that telemarketing was actually invented by a group of housewives who wanted to make money selling their cookies? And so what they did is this is the early 1900s, they sat down and they baked all their stuff and they started practicing with different scripting and conversation styles. They would get the other person to buy their cookies. And this model started getting observed by all these other companies because they blew up. And this is where some of the original from the 1940s, some really cool pictures actually on Google of really old, almost like a Wolf of Wall Street style, you know, setters and closers, telemarketing shots. It's really interesting. Now, I'm telling you this because it's actually one of the major ways to promote your YouTube videos. This might sound crazy, all right? I'm not saying get on the phone and start pounding, okay? That if you could, that's not what we do. What they are doing in telemarketing is called outbound marketing, right? So the point one, I talked about inbound marketing. Now, outbound marketing is one of the major missing pieces of most internet marketing companies today. Pretty much everyone goes to the internet because they're like, I get to hide behind a computer screen and never get seen, right? I'm an introvert, so I get to hide behind a screen. That doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. The best companies still build outbound efforts, outbound marketing efforts, outbound sales teams, outbound closing teams. They have to work together. So you can set it and forget it on YouTube, but that's not promo, and it's going back to hope, which is a terrible marketing strategy, right? So what we want to do is we want to...
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Create outbound intentions to grow your YouTube channel and grow your business. Now, we do that in a lot of ways. One of my favorite ways is with DMs, funny enough, with direct marketing, doing direct messages. We call it direct marketing, but direct messages, DMing people on different social media platforms, inviting them to your channel, that's completely appropriate, right? And I've had people say, well, Steve, there's some spammers involved with that. Yeah, you got spam in your email too. It doesn't mean you don't do it. Get over it. Use it. It works, right? When I was in door-to-door though, they had a few metrics that really helped us know how much money we were going to make. For example, in the door-to-door industry, if you go knock, 100 doors a day, you're going to get 1 to 2 laydown sales a day. If you go send 100 direct mailers, pieces of paper in someone's mailbox, 100, guess what the number is? 1 or 2 sales a day. If you're going to go in and you say telemarketing, when I was in telemarketing, guess what? We were trying to get 100 phone calls in a day, 100 dials, 1 to 2 sales. Same thing with direct marketing is what I'm saying. It's not hard. It's actually way faster than all those other methods, a lot easier. You do get to hide behind a computer screen, but start outbound marketing for the fact that you have good YouTube videos and pull people to you. The third and easily the funnest, fastest way to promote your YouTube videos is actually with your own list. Nurture your own list. Quick story, if you guys don't know Russell Brunson, he's the CEO of ClickFunnels. I worked for him for 2 years. I was his funnel guy, and I built a lot of stuff over there. It's awesome. But he told me this story multiple times, actually. He said, I remember like 10 years ago when I was getting my start, everyone was really into faxing ads. I don't know if you remember this. You may remember it, maybe not, but faxing ads was a big deal. And what would happen is there was these guys that were sitting around with teams of people, and they were faxing ads to thousands of people every day. And so you weren't paid for that. And so people are just getting ads. Well, what happens when you market? Marketing works. And so people are making just millions of dollars doing this. Faxing. And Russell was seeing people do that. Luckily, one of his mentors reached down to him and said, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. That's going to close down. That's a flash in the pan. It's going to stop. He's like, no, but please, I want to. Like, look at the money they're making. Oh my gosh, capitalism, right? And he decided to listen. And sure enough, no kidding, a few weeks later, the government came out, FTC made a law, said you cannot fax ads anymore. burnt all those companies, right? They all left. And a lot of them went back and they literally bowed out of entrepreneurship because of that. Why? What this mentor told Russell to do was to continue to build a list. It's all about the list. It is all about the list. Okay. The real asset of the internet is a list, not your product, not your service. It's the list. Because when you have a list, you can turn around and you can sell whatever you want. You can do whatever. I can't tell you how many times I've almost lost my shirt and I'm like, whew, what can I make that's valuable that they would buy? And my list is what saved me. It's the reason why that's what we want to go after. So funny enough, the fastest way to promote your YouTube videos is to promote to your own list. And if you're like, Steve, I've never actually had a list before. It's time to start. Okay. Time to start yesterday. And so we do that by building an email list specifically. Email list, the following, even subscribing. That's great. But it's traffic that you control, right? It's in your pot. It's basically security for you. So focus on that. That when you are promoting your YouTube videos, yes, go to people who never heard of you. Yes, and go cold, right? Pull people towards you inbound. Go outbound to them. But also make sure that you actually promote and create videos for your own following to keep that alive and keep the nurture up. This is a huge, huge hack, and it will actually let you, for example, if I go dump one of my videos, hey, do an email, what's up? I got like 100,000 people on my email list, right? Like that video goes big, right? And so that's the reason why. It's the fastest way is by growing and dedicating yourself to building a real community and a real following. I got a free gift for you. Go to leadmachinelive.com. It is a 3-day event where we go through and teach you how we're actually turning YouTube into an evergreen lead machine. It's free. Go to it, leadmachinelive.com. I'll put the link in the description and I'll pin it in the first comment. We'll see you there.
Ask yourself, have you ever wondered why we don't call it a marketing funnel? It's because there's a massive difference between marketing and sales, right? And funnels are about sales. Marketing is what happens pre-page one of your sales funnel, right? It's everything before the first page. Cool, Steve, why are you saying this? The reason I'm saying this is because most internet entrepreneurs have answered the sales needs of their business by building a sales funnel. But most internet entrepreneurs have a very poor lead creating or marketing machine pre-page one. The two most common solutions to traffic needs that you usually see from internet entrepreneurs are number one, paid ads, right? Or number two, lots and lots of content. But lead gen is different. We'll show you how to change your traffic from simply opt-ins to actual leads at VIPLeadMachine.com. Marley Jackson and I have partnered together to create the 4-part YouTube lead machine, which organically automates lead gen, not just opt-ins. Come apply for your free invite to learn how at VIPLeadMachine.com. Tracking your daily lead flow, again, not just opt-ins, is one of the simplest ways to scale your cash flow. And we want to show you how to do it at VIPLeadMachine.com. Yes, it works for high ticket, low ticket, mid ticket, across any wild industry. And it's not really about that. It's because setting and closing is a critical function of all sales. Think of marketing as your sales funnel's setter. And we're going to show you how to do that at VIPLeadMachine.com.